I'll watch them very closely. I mean, it's important to, you know, see the game live. I've always felt if you had the opportunity, there's some things you can get off TV that you know, you could probably apply to your film study. But you know, I'll obviously sit and watch the Saints and Lions Saturday night, and we'll be working Sunday as a staff, so we're going to come in here and watch Sunday's game if needed to be. So. Yes, we have. We refer to them as framework. We refer to them as preliminary game plans. We have preliminary game planning that's been done on Atlanta, Detroit, and the Giants. So, you know, once the opponent is determined, we will take that and start doing the preliminary game plans Sunday and Monday, and then we'll clean them up Monday night and just go through a normal final game plan session that we always do on Tuesdays. So. I may even move ahead and get into some more situational work as far as game planning. Maybe do red zone Tuesday night, which we normally don't do till Wednesday night. So. I think it's 6-1 and a half dozen of the other. I think maybe some people like playing a team for the second or third time. I've always felt you know, based on our coaching staff, and I feel we do a very good job against opponents when we play them for the first time. I feel like we've given our players an edge. That's just a feeling, you know, I just because of the way we operate offensively and defensively. I think it'd be a challenge if you're going to play us for the first time on a 7-day week. But on the other side of it, there's the personnel matchups that you're in tune with because you have played the other opponent, and you know, things you may have not done a good enough job, you know, matchup wise in the first game that you can try to prevent in the second game. So I think it's, you can go either way.
Mike, did you get out of the
practice? Definitely. My goal yesterday and today was to walk off the field and feel fundamentally, you know, strong about the number of reps that we're able to accomplish today with the pads, you know, to be able to go one-on-one blocking and one-on-one pass rush and do one-on-one, you know, the bump and run drills, red zone drills, and all those things, you know, have a lot of characteristics of a training camp practice, which is so important to being successful. So, and on the other side of it, handling the football, and the weather was actually a lot nicer than I would have liked today. It was, I don't think it's going to be like that in 2 weeks, so, but we'll see. But it was just good to get outside, and I thought yesterday and today was quality work.
How did Chad bounce back from the game physically?
Well, Chad Clifton's sore, which you would expect. He played 25 plays against Detroit. Yesterday was a challenging practice for him. Did a lot of movement drills excessively, just, you know, with the amount of time that, you know, the individual positions had 20 minutes of individual time, which usually equates to probably 30 plus for the O-line because they get more time with the 7-on-7 drills and so forth. So he's had 2 full days of work. So I know he was sore today, and it was good for him to go through the padded drills and also the team drills. So I'm sure he'll be sore tomorrow.
Mike, you mentioned the other day that
The goal is very, very easy for me. We go outside every chance we get, unless I feel the practice would, or the weather would be, you know, but it would hurt our ability to have an effective practice. I don't think it, you know, we need to go out and practice in 50, 60 mile an hour wind. Now, if we were projected to play in 50, 60 mile an hour wind that Sunday, then yes, we would go outside and practice. Frankly, the last 2 days, because of the sun being out, the Hudson Center was actually cooler. It was colder in the Hudson Center than when we got outside. So take that for what it's worth. But you always want to try to practice as close as you can to the game environment you're going to play in.
Well,
I mean, it is similar. We know it's the same company. But, you know, it's if you pay close attention – to the grass and the ability how it changes year to year, and as far as the seeding from one field to the next, things that may occur in Lambeau that didn't occur at Nitschke. I mean, they're going to be slightly different. So Nitschke field's in excellent condition. I mean, it's clearly probably better than a lot of the fields we play on, and that's something that our players would echo. It's been a great surface for us, not only in training camp but in the winter. I agree with that. There's some specific things that go on with the field. I don't think it'd be smart for me just to talk about how that's going to change the game or anything, but it definitely looks a lot better. It's different than it's been, too.
In your decision to go with match play against the Lions and West Rogers,
I think that's a good point. I think anytime you have the opportunity to generate different experiences that people can draw from it, that's a positive experience that you can carry forward. I mean, it's a positive experience for Aaron Rodgers to see the other side of the communication, and mentally he's extremely sharp. I mean, not that you think you need to make him better, but it's another way for him to train mentally. So I thought that was a good experience for him. Matt Flynn, I mean, anybody that's played or coached the quarterback position, there's nothing like game reps. And in a long time ago, the second and third quarterback didn't get reps in practice. Practice reps are so valuable for a young quarterback, let alone to get to go play in the game. So, it's a tremendous experience not only for Matt but for our offense. You know, if we're in that situation and there's great confidence now if Matt would come into the game. So, definitely. There's a lot. I can't think of anything negative that came out of how we approached the Detroit game offensively.
Have you elected your playoff package?
We actually voted on it today, and we will release that to the team Monday. We'll be strictly indoors. We got a number. I have a number of topics that I need to hit in the team meeting, so that'll be longer, a lot longer than normal. Just with the playoff springs, and a few other topics I want to go back and hit. And then we'll have extensive offense and defensive meetings, and we'll have our walkthroughs in the gymnasium. So we will not go outside Monday.
Normal day off Tuesday.
Well, fundamentals is always a need. You can't spend enough time on fundamentals, and I'm sure every coach feels that way. It's a challenge. It's a challenge in coaching, especially professional football, because you think, oh, well, they got it, and you spend more time on scheme and you're trying to get ready for the opponent. It's an easy trap to fall into. So I think anytime you get too far away from the fundamental drills, you're going to have those type of games where things start happening. And just our kickoff return team, for example, we took 3 minutes today and yesterday just with all the odd kicks. I mean, there was probably 50 kicks, 50 balls flying around to the kickoff return unit both today and yesterday that, we haven't had that much work handling the football in 10 weeks. So just things like it, I think it has great carryover when you go into a different environment because, playing in cold weather is different. I mean, we live in it, but it's performing on Lambeau Field. It's a different experience.
Do you want, like when you sit down watching
this,
do you expect a lot of shootouts like
we saw the Rams? I don't know. I know the type of game we'll plan to play with our opponent, and your goal is to play to your identity, play to your strengths, get the football going the direction that you want it to go. So, Las Vegas is a lot smarter than I am. I have no idea how these games are going to turn out.
Like Lester, you couldn't be in two more opposite positions. You were last year and
well, we're still hunting, just so you make that clear. Yeah.
Everyone has you in the targets they want to do. Does that change your message or anything on how
Definitely. That message changed, the first July 29th when we started. Yeah, that message, that changed a long time ago. And And the nice part about it is our football team stayed right on pace and in accordance with that message. We refuse to be hunted. We were always going to be the hunter, and we've been talking about it since day one. And it's important to create the mindset, develop it, and more importantly, carry it into the playoffs. So that's the way we look at it.